We're now joined by the head coach of the Lady Wildcats of Milan High School. That is Nathan Simler. Have to make a correction to some information that we gave on the air this morning. I had some incorrect information that Milan had beaten Knox County last night. It was going to play Clark County in the championship game. Well, that score I got was backwards. It was Knox County over Milan, 75-55. So it's the first loss of the season for Milan. That's not certainly what the Lady Cats were looking for last night, but let's concentrate on the positives here, Coach. Your victory over Scotland County was a huge one back on Wednesday night.
Yes, the Scotland County win that we had on Wednesday night, the girls played. They played really good. I mean, we had a lot of little things that were little mistakes here and there, but those kind of games where we led for a while and then they came back and they led for a while and then we ended up at the very end pushing it and holding on for a nice little push. And those girls played their hearts out and they had a lot of intensity. And so when they came in the next day and they were just exhausted, I mean, I saw it coming for a while, but I mean, we got to be able to play through those kind of days because, I mean, we may reach that point where we'll have to play back-to-back days.
Yeah, is that the result? You know, certainly you play back-to-back days, any team's going to feel fatigue early in the season, but is that really a result from the way you guys like to play fast?
Yeah, I mean, we press all the time and we play fast, up in your face all the time, and so when you play that way against Scotland, which plays that way too, and then and they're really physical also, and so it took a lot out of us for that. And then you go against Knox, which is a good ball club that has some big girls, and I mean they had a day off between games, and so we play against them, and we were just two steps too slow on some things, and then everything they put up, it seemed like it went in.
So as a coach, you know, your team has good success early. You've added a lot of talent to the floor. Now you get kind of that idea, you can get them in practice today, you got a game tomorrow, you see how they react to the loss. Are you going to be especially interested to see how they practice tonight, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, tonight's practice, we're just going to be a lot of walkthrough because, I mean, they're exhausted again, and so I want to make sure they're ready for tomorrow. But like I told them, it's not how, I mean, you got to be able to get up. I mean, we got knocked down one time. If you guys get up all individually and then the rest of the season is going to be a rough one. But if we get up as a team and we play as a team, we stay together and we get excited again, I mean, the sky's the limit for us.
So you got two girls by the last name Gray. So was it Jordan and Tolly?
Yes.
And their move-ins, did they come from Scotland or somewhere in northeast Missouri?
They came from Schuyler.
Schuyler, okay. I thought, you know, in seeing your team in person against Novinger, I hadn't seen yet Katie Pauly play, but I heard about her and I knew about some of the talent that you had returning. But I thought the biggest difference that I saw in your team from this year to last year is what those two sisters can do for you, especially on the press, because they have the perfect body type, that long, lean, and athletic that they can really get after people on that half-court press.
Yeah, I mean, they were a great addition. We brought back five very talented seniors, I think, and so, and then you add in with Katie Pauly coming up as a freshman, and then adding these two sisters into our program. I mean, we have a lot of great things. Now we just got to get to where we're all in sync together, and so that will take a few days. I mean, I'll take a few games. I mean, winning against Scotland County was a big win for us, big win for our program. It hasn't been done since back when Andrea Dabney coached the girls, but I mean, that was a big win for us. But I mean, then we can turn around and we back-to-back games, and we dropped one, and that, I mean, we needed to have, but now we just got to get back to the drawing board and hit it again.
Well, I know it's an event that I think is going to really take off. You get North Shelby in the event next year. I know there's some talk about trying to get Brookfield in there in following years, because if that happens, it's really going to be the old Tri-Rivers Conference tournament, and I think that's an outstanding event.
Yeah, I mean, we've always been in Novinger. Novinger's been a pretty good tournament, but it's a lot of 1A schools, and so, I mean, you go in there and you get beat, or, I mean, being early in the season, you get beat by a 1A school, it doesn't ever look good for you, and so kind of hurts the morale a little bit. But you go into the Tri-Rivers Conference, and we dropped one to Knox County, which is a talented team, and that's always an easier drop loss to somebody saying, hey, they're a talented team, they're big, they're athletic, they're a 2A school, they're in our district there. I mean, there's a lot of positives about it, but, I mean, we never want to drop a game like that.
You know, you beat Scotland, and my first thought was, well, as you said, it's been, you know, numerous years since you beat Scotland, and they've been a great program in 2A into Northeast Missouri. And if you're going to turn the program, and it looks like the pieces are there, that's going to happen for Milan, you got to start winning games like that. So getting that victory, I thought that was the biggest part of it, is it's a game that you've lost in past years, and now you're able to flip the script this time.
Yeah, I mean, in the past year since I've been here, I mean, Scotland's had our number pretty well, and they've been a very talented ball club, and so we go to their place once a year, and we usually take a big loss there, and they're usually high ranked in districts, and so we never really see them anymore after that. But this year, when we came in there and we played hard, and we just a lot of grit shown for our team, and so that was a great thing for us, and now hopefully that they can feed off that energy and be like, hey, you know what, we can do this, so let's keep running.
Here's the toughest part about last night's loss for me, Coach, and we're talking about this when you gave me the info off the air, is you had a chance to play for first place, and now, yeah, with a loss, you figure, okay, we're 1-1, and you're going to play for third, but there were a couple of teams at 1-1, and you lost a tiebreak, so you're going to play for fifth, and I thought, you know, that has to be a difficult thing for the girls, that they come into the game thinking they got a chance to play for first, and they're going to be in the consolation game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't tell the girls that when we were playing or before the game, because I didn't want too much more pressure on them. But I mean, it's hard when everybody in your side of the pool goes 1-1. They're all the teams are very talented, and then I mean, everybody Knox dropped to Scotland, and then we beat Scotland, and we lost to Knox, and so we go from playing for the championship. Hopefully, if we were to beat Knox, to dropping to fifth place, and so, I mean, it's just one of those things that we just got to recover from and keep playing hard.
What do you have coming up next week, Coach?
Next week we have Schuyler County again at their place, and so we only have one game next week, so a lot of practice time for us, and then the following week we get into conference play.
Schuyler County is tomorrow at 1. If Wildcat fans want to go over there, the Lady Cats are going to play at 1 in the middle school gym. Then the Milan boys are going to play Clark County. That'll be the championship at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So just find some place. Maybe go down to Kirksville and spend a few hours there and hang out, then head back to the gym as they plan there. Challenging, certainly, Coach. It sounds like, you know, Schuyler's maybe not the best team around as far as Northeast Missouri, but challenging to have to go there and play them on their floor a couple of times within 3-4 days.
Yeah, I mean, playing them back-to-back games, it's going to be an interesting deal for us. I mean, Schuyler's always been known to have a talented ball club, and they have a good coach with Thomas Kirkland. And, I mean, we got to go in there and just play our game and hopefully get back on track and start doing some good things that we can do.
That is the head coach of the Lady Wildcats of Milan High School, Nathan Simler. They are in action 1 o'clock middle school gym against Schuyler County for fifth place in the Tri-Rivers Classic at Schuyler County on Saturday. Coach, we'll catch up with you next week. Good luck against the Lady Rams.
Thank you, sir.